Everyone, thank you so much for your patience. And as I mentioned, I was in the process of getting in touch with our guest. And, you know, it's my fault because I messed up and did not have the information, the contact information that I needed with me. And so it is my fault that we're getting started late. Again, my apologies. And my welcome to our guest, Mr. Terry Linhart, who's going to be talking with us today about the self-aware leader. And Terry, to you again, thank you so much for your patience. And otherwise, how is your day going?
Oh, it's going well, Carl. I was in the hospital this morning with my son. Our youngest is 21. He was having a surgery, and so my wife and I were there. Just outpatient, nothing too serious. But he did have to go under general anesthesia, and we wanted to be there when they come out of it. Sometimes our kids, as you may know, people when they come out of anesthesia are quite entertaining with what they say. So we wanted to be there for that. But everything went well. And, you know, we're just blessed here in this country to be able to have medical attention for things. And we just prayed with him and just feel, you know, just it's a real blessing to be able to get things fixed that, you know, centuries ago were things people just had to live with. And yeah, it all went well, so happy to be with you, and thank you for asking me to be a part of this. This was your invitation, and happy to be able to talk about some of the issues that are before us today.
Okay, I appreciate you. And, you know, I laughed, Terry, because when you were talking about the fact that you and your wife were with your son, and you were beginning to explain one of the reasons that you went, I was thinking that you were getting ready to talk about how it helps with the recovery process when a family member has someone there. You took me in a whole different direction.
Yeah.
So you don't have to give any details, but did your son happen to say anything entertaining when he came out?
No, this is our son who, so we've traveled a little bit in our life, and we knew that this son We have two sons and a daughter. That he responded poorly to anesthesia. We've given, on a flight once, we gave him an Ambien. That was a bad call. So it just took him a long time to come out. But he didn't, of course, didn't know where he was. But there was no hallucinations, no running commentary. He knew enough, I think, to just keep his mouth quiet. So, but, you know, we were glad to be there. Yeah, these moments when people take you a different way, you learn a lot about them, don't you? You know, I mean, ultimately, I like to have a good time. So.
Which is always good. Well, I tell you what, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, you all are really going to be in for a good time, too, as we are going to be learning a lot from Terry Linhart about leadership. And, you know, one of the things that you make so interesting, and I think it's great that you put this at the very start of the book, The Self-Aware Leader. You talk with us about self-aware, and you kind of put us at ease when it comes to the whole concept of self-awareness. Could you talk about some of the various approaches to self-awareness and why particularly people who profess Christianity can be relaxed as we talk about the self-aware sure. leader?
Well, you know, in the church, we often have those people who brag and boast about the fact they're truth tellers. And yet what they like to do is just tell us what we need to fix about ourselves. It's anything but being at ease when you think about self-awareness, you know. And I think in the it's, you know, let's think about the idea of conforming to the image of Christ for the sake of others. You know, that requires some revision in our lives, and it requires some effort and a little bit of a, you know, a chisel. And I think we just sometimes get tired of people pointing out our faults all the time. And when you have a book like this where you are working with some things that are common problems we all have to work on. And I start with a story about my own issues, right? Because yes, I just want everybody to know we are all in this working together, and we should have our, you know, sights set going forward. And I think then, you know, finding ways to do it where it's not going to make you feel more shame and guilt, you know, because that's still self-focus. But to focus on what God's doing, how he's created us, what he wants us to be about, and then entering into that with a sense of, you know, it can even be at times lighthearted, where you just go, "Hey, I've got to work on this." I'm, you know, for me, this week I've realized how task-oriented I am sometimes, and I just need to stop and enjoy the people around me sometimes. And the moment you do that, life takes on a new color, and it's just wonderful. So there's some tools in there to be able to do it in very non-threatening ways, where you just sit down. Well, Carl, to be honest, that's why I wrote the book the way I did, in the format it is. It's a book you can work through on your own without having to have someone always criticize you. You know, there are questions you can work through. There are self-help stuff. And by self-help, I don't mean self-help like not Christ-focused, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying there. I mean, it's just things you can work through on your own, you know, through in prayer and all that stuff, to be able to work and be better at following Christ.
Well, and that's such an excellent point, you know, being better at following Christ, because I think it's good that we all realize that is the goal of the book, to help us become better followers of Christ, because we hear the title, The Self-Aware Leader, Dr. Linhart. One of the things that, you know, a lot of people are going to be thinking, oh, okay, this is going to be a book that's going to lure me into becoming self-centered, and he's just going to do it in a slick way. But it's not about being self-centered, but it is teaching us how to strike the balance between not being self-centered, but realizing that we don't need to be trying to neglect self either.
Right, and I was just super careful at the beginning trying to bring that up to say, listen, this isn't just a therapeutic thing. This is actually part of being spiritually formed, but when we say spiritually formed, it also means I can't just treat you any way I want and just say, well, that's just the way I am, right? Paul was very conscious of how he came across. You know, to the Thessalonians, he says, you know how we were among you. We were gentle, like a mother. Other times he says, to the Corinthians, you know, I tried to minister in good conscience, you know, almost like he was trying to be perfect even in what he did. And then he said, I beat my body in other places. You know, for him, it was this, the athlete was the analogy of that we have to work hard. You know, and we don't start out in this journey of being involved in a following Christ and want to do poorly. You know, we want to do our best. So if we want to do our best, then we need to work toward that, I think.
Wow. And how do we do our best if we don't focus on self? As a matter of fact, you're mentioning Paul. One of the things that God teaches us through Paul's, one of Paul's writings, is that we need to be continually examining ourselves.
Right. And to not do that is actually a form of pride, which sounds weird to say, right? So to not enter into self-awareness, or to try to just say, hey, maybe there's something going on behind me that I don't know, to not do that is a form of pride, that I feel like I have it all together. And it's been interesting having some veteran leaders my age and older read this book, and which chapter it is that they say, oh, that was the one that I just really felt like God was tapping me on the shoulder about some things in my life, you know, because we know, you know, those of us who have been in this for a while have the lines on our faces and the graying temples, and, you know, we've been through the struggles, and so we're hopefully, you know, 3 decades in here now, aware of issues we need, much more humble. And so this book is actually, people always ask, well, who did you write it for? I mean, I did write it for the 20-somethings who are coming out of college that I work with here and other places, and I see them just kind of falling over these personal issues, and no one really knows how to help them or even seems to want to sometimes. And so I just said, hey, here are some things I've seen over the last 30 years. Here are some things I had to work with as well, work on in my own life. And, you know, here's a tool, this book, that's formatted in a way where we can raise some of the issues and talk about
it. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest, yours and mine, is Dr. Terry Linhart. He has really, really been doing the things, the very things he is encouraging us to do. He spent 15 years in full-time ministry, and he's now serving as professor of Christian ministries. Are you still at Bethel College, Dr. Linhart?
I am. I'm right here in my office here at Bethel, just around the corner from Notre Dame.
Awesome. You all stay with us. He is going to be sharing some more tremendous nuggets with us. The book is entitled The Self-Aware Leader, Discovering Your Blind Spots to Reach Your Ministry Potential. We'll be right back.